Amen. Turn it with me to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. I want to talk to you today about your walk with God. How many of you want to have a good walk with God? Anybody? Yeah. And when you talk about walk, you're talking about living. And today I want us to look at a very godly man. And most people don't really know about him. I don't know that I've ever preached about him. His name is Enoch, and some of you don't even know how to spell it, but anyway, he's one of the greatest people in the Bible. And you say, but Pastor, I've never heard much about Enoch. Well, it's time that you do. He's a mighty man of God. In fact, there are three different biblical texts about Enoch, two of them in the New Testament. And I want to show them to you. Genesis chapter 5, just look on the screen or you can look in your Bible. And by the way, I am changing the version of the Bible from which I preach. I have preached for 45 plus years from the New American Standard. And today, for the rest of my life, I'm going to preach from the New Living Translation, all right? I know that messes some of you up, but we bought a bunch of new Bibles in the bookstore, so go get one, all right? Great. And I don't make any money off of that. Genesis 5, 21 and following. When Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah. You remember Methuselah? He's the guy that lived the longest. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God for another 300 years. And he had sons and daughters, other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years. Walking in close fellowship with God. Say that with me. Walking in close fellowship with God. Now watch. Then one day, he disappeared because God took him. Isn't that cool? I thought it was cool. Now, go to Hebrews 11. Just look at this on the screen, unless you're exactly, you know where Hebrews is in the New Testament. Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, great hall of faith. It was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. And then quoting from the Old Testament, the writer of Hebrews says, he disappeared because God took him. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And it's impossible to please God without faith. He's talking about Enoch. Can't please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to God, to him, must believe that God exists. And, now watch this, he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Enoch sincerely sought the Lord. And that's why God took him up, never tasted death. And then Jude, you better get to know the book of Jude. It's right before Revelation. Jude, only one chapter, verses 14 and 15. Enoch, who lived in the seventh generation after Adam, prophesied. Did you know that Enoch was the first prophet in the whole Bible? This guy is important. He prophesied about these people. He said, listen, the Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment on the people of the world. He will convict every person of all the ungodly things they have done and for all the insults that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Enoch lived and he walked in close fellowship with God. He was taken up to heaven. He never died physically. He disappeared. God took him. He was known as a man who pleased God. He prophesied. Strong words, by the way. The Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones. Sounds like the rapture. To execute judgment on the people of the world. That's strong preaching, strong speaking. We need to get to know this man named Enoch. So, this morning, let me share with you, guess how many things? Three, all right. Three things regarding Enoch and his walk with God. First of all, if you look at Enoch, you're going to see that your walk with God will be daily. Your walk with God will be daily. Say that with me. Your walk with God will be daily. Look at verses 21 through 23 in Genesis. When Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God for another 300 years. He had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch had a long walk with God, and it was a daily walk, day by day. That's what we want, isn't it? We want to have a daily walk with God. And obviously, people back then lived longer than we do. Many people lived longer as you get back closer to Adam and Eve. You know, Adam and Eve were supposed to live forever, but when they sinned, when they ate that forbidden fruit, they brought a curse on themselves and all of us as well. And that dreadful curse is still haunting us today. It's called death. God created Adam from dust, and when he sinned, Adam sinned. God condemned Adam and all of his descendants, including you and me. He said, all of you are going to die and return to dust. Genesis 3 says to the man, that is to Adam, he said, since you listened to your wife. Now, don't get mad, ladies, all right? Don't get mad about that. Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you're going to struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you, read this part with me, for you were made from dust, and to dust you will return. Now in Genesis chapter 5, there are 10 generations of men listed. It goes from Adam all the way to Noah. We won't read all of it. You can just read it if you'd like to. Number one, Adam lived and died. Number two, Seth, Adam's son, lived and died. Number three, Enosh, not Enoch, but Enosh, Seth's son, lived and died. And then you get to Genesis 4:26. It says, Seth grew up. If you go back to Genesis 4:26, Seth grew up, and he had a son and named him Enosh. At that time, this is the last verse in Genesis 4, people first began to worship the Lord by name. Now, if you take that contextually, it's very possible that Seth, either Seth or Enosh, or both of them, at that time first began to worship the Lord. If that's the case, then they were godly people too. Number four, Kenan, Enosh's son, lived and died. Number five, Mahalalel, Kenan's son, lived and died. Number six, Jared, Mahalalel's son, lived and died. You say, how do you know how to pronounce those words? I don't. I made up my mind a long time ago. I'll just say it quickly and you won't know the difference, all right? So I learned that back in Texas, all right. But number seven, Enoch, Jared's son, lived to be 365, but he never died. He never died. Methuselah, Enoch's son, lived and died. Number nine, Lamech, Methuselah's son, lived and died. And then Noah, he's special too. He loved the Lord, the Bible says in Genesis 6. Lamech's son, at the age of 500, had three sons. Shem, that's where all the Jewish people come. You ever heard Semitic? You ever heard the word Semitic? It's a derivative from the word Shem. And that's where all the Jewish people came from. Ham and Japheth, and like Enoch, Noah loved God. So most of these men became fathers. They lived, they died, but some were different. They loved the Lord, possibly Seth, possibly Enosh, maybe both of them. But we know for certain that Enoch and Noah walked in intimate fellowship with God. When Enoch was 65, he became the father of Methuselah. He lived another 300 years. And the Bible says he walked, he talked, he lived daily with God. He was salt and light in a broken world. And like all godly men, you know what? Enoch just went through daily life. How many of you know that sometimes life is, it's a little bit boring? Does anybody want to just admit that? You know, you do the same thing over and over. But that's just, it's okay. It's all right. Life is not necessarily boring. It's just happens the same way. We worship, we pray, we work. We earn a living, we take care of our family, we help other people. That's being engaged in life. Every day that you live, you need to live. Every day is the day that the Lord has made. You should rejoice and be glad in it. Enoch didn't waste any time. He knew that every day was just loaned to him by God. He wanted to be a good steward of every day. He walked daily with God. Did you know that on the average in America, American men live to be 76? Did you know that American women live to be, on an average, 81? So much for men being the stronger gender. All right. The wife has the final say. That's a good thing to learn along the way. And the Bible actually says this. It says in Psalm 90, verse 10, 70 years are given to us. Some even live to be 80. But even the best years are still filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear, and then we fly away. You ever heard the word, the song, "I'll Fly Away"? That's the biblical reference. We walk with God daily. The best most of us will get are 7 to 8 decades. How many of you know it goes by fast? Anybody know that? We interact with others, and then we die. Hebrews 9:27, each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment. We all live our daily lives just a few decades, and then our physical lives are snuffed out by death. Enoch walked with God daily, and so will you. Most of the people in this room will live to be in their 70s. A few of you will live to be in your 80s. But even then, there will be pain, there will be trouble, people get sick. If you had told me I was going to have cancer 6 years ago, or 6 months ago, I would have said, "What are you talking about?" Yet people get cancer every day in our fallen world. Every day, people who never thought when they got married, they get a divorce. People lose their jobs. They come in and get a pink slip. People have car wrecks. They get injured. Yesterday, Don and I were on I-40 coming back from seeing our kids in Murfreesboro. And we saw this huge 18-wheeler that had just smashed into a pickup truck. And you can guess who won that crash. And metal was all across the interstate on I-40. Ambulances on the way. We live in a broken world, don't we? And walking and living means that we engage in daily activities. We get out of bed, we get dressed, we eat a meal, we go to work, we pay our bills, we prepare our meals. We eat, we drink, we do life. It's just what we're supposed to do. And that kind of daily activity is exactly where God says, "I want you to seek first the kingdom of God. I want you to be fully engaged. I want you to be watching for people that you can encourage. I want you to be watching for people that you can speak the word of God into their lives. I don't want you focused on yourself. I want you focused on life and all the people around you." There are miracles in the mundane. Say that with me. There are miracles in the mundane. While you're breathing, while you're on planet Earth, live every day to the fullest. Let's give God praise for that. Amen. Live every day to the fullest. Your walk with God will be daily. Next, number two, your walk with God should be intimate. Intimate. Now look again at verses 22. I'll give you a minute to write that down. You know, I know we don't have the blanks anymore. Just breaks my heart that you don't have the blanks. Look at verse 22. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God for another 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years walking in close fellowship with God. Here you see that living, walking are used in this text and throughout the Bible synonymously. That means they mean the same thing. Verse 22 says that after he became a father at the age of 65, well, that's terrifying, isn't it? Gracious. All right. Move on. Okay. Enoch lived in close fellowship with God for another 300 years. And verses 23 and 24 affirm that by saying, and he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years walking in close fellowship with God. No doubt he was intimate with the Lord in prayer. No doubt God reciprocated and interacted intimately with Enoch. You know, I believe that if you'll talk to God, God will talk to you. I believe that. I know that. And so Enoch walked intimately with God all his life. He lived 365 years walking in close fellowship with God. His walk with God was intimate. I love good Christian songs, don't you, about Jesus? And one of the songs that I dearly love talks about walking intimately with the Lord. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And you know that phrase, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Don't you love to walk with Jesus and talk with Jesus? If that's you, is that you? Does God walk and talk with you intimately? If not, it's not on the Lord, it's on you. You need to go to bed on time so you can get up on time to spend time with God. Do you walk and talk with God intimately? Or do you worry? You can't pray and worry. You just can't. If you pray, you're supposed to really pass the worry and give it all to the Lord. You can't do both. When's the last time you told God that you are his own? When's the last time you had joy with the Lord, talking with him like none other has ever known? When's the last time you were intimate with God? When's the last time you really said, you know what? That was good. Remember what God said in Matthew, what Jesus said in Matthew 6:6 about intimacy with God? He said, but you, when you pray, not if you pray, but when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door. Everybody say it with me. Shut the door. Just you and the Lord. Shut the door behind you. Pray to your Heavenly Father in private, and then your Father who sees everything will reward you. What's that all about? It means he will reward you. God blesses people who pray in a way that he doesn't bless people who don't pray. Spiritual intimacy with God. No secrets. The door shut. Nothing held back. If you want to dance before the Lord, dance before the Lord. If you want to shout, shout. If you want to be quiet, be quiet. If you want to cry, cry. He'll take it all. Prayer is heart language that filters through your body. All alone and all in with God. Your walk with God should be intimate. Do you walk intimately with God? The book of Jude says that Enoch was the first prophet of all time, and he walked in intimacy with God. He also hated sin. It says in Jude chapter 1, 14 through 15, Enoch, who lived in the seventh generation after Adam, prophesied about these people that were sinful people. He said, listen, the Lord is coming with countless thousands of his holy ones, perhaps those are angels, to execute judgment on the people of the world. He'll convict every person of all the ungodly things they've done and for all the insults that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. It pained Enoch to hear and to see ungodly people slander the Lord. Does it pain you? When you hear somebody call God's name in vain, does that pain you? That pains me. It pains me for the person. It pains me for the Lord. His name is above all names, and it does not need to be sullied in the gutter. If you speak that way, stop it. Ask God to help you. Do you walk and do you talk intimately with God like Enoch did? Do you spend time with God in prayer? You know, the Bible says that even our physical bodies are supposed to be a house of prayer. The Bible says in Isaiah 56, Verse 7, even those I will bring to my holy mountain. I'll make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings, their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. My house, read it with me, my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. Bellevue is not primarily a house of preaching. Bellevue is a house of prayer. Your body is a house of prayer. Your home should be a house of prayer. Your marriage should be a house of prayer. Your friendships should be houses of prayer. And do you enjoy hearing God speak to you through His Word? How many of you enjoy that? Anybody? You'll be reading along and all of a sudden, whoo, that's awesome. I needed that. The entire chapter of Psalm 119 is about the Word of God. He says in Psalm 119, 97 through 100, oh, how I love your instructions. The New American Standard says, oh, how I love your law. I think about them all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are my constant guide. Yes, I have more insight than my teachers, for I am thinking always of your laws. I'm even wiser than my elders, for I have kept your commandments. Do you hear God speak to you in the Bible? You read the Bible? When you memorize Scripture? When you meditate? When God's speaking to you in a sermon, do you hear the voice, not of a preacher, but of God, out of the Word of God? And do you enjoy fellowshipping with other Christians? You should. Do you enjoy coming to the house of God? Or do you just sing it? There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord. We will not be quiet. I think there is joy in the house of the Lord. Hebrews 10:25, let us not neglect our meeting together. And by the way, all you people that are looking online in your pajamas, get dressed and come to an 11 o'clock service, all right? Amen. Amen. Put your coffee and your latte down. Get dressed and come on. We got another service at 11 o'clock. Nothing like being here online. Now, if you're sick, stay home. But if you're not, come to church and quit doing that. Okay. Stop it. All right. Do you like to fellowship with other Christians? Even if you don't know them. You better get to know them. They're going to be in heaven with you. It'd be good to get to know them here. Hebrews 10:25, let us not neglect our meeting together. Say that with me. Let us not neglect our meeting together. Say it again. Let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another. You know what encourage means? Put courage back into other people. You can't do that online. Now, if you're sick online, that's fine. Especially now that the day of His return is drawing near. How many of you know that Jesus is coming back? Amen? We don't know when, but it wouldn't be bad to be in church if it happened, would it? Do you worship the Lord Jesus? I love what Jesus said in John 4 to the woman at the well, verses 23 and 24. But the time is coming indeed, it's here now, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Everybody say spirit and truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him in that way. For God is spirit, so those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. Enoch walked like this. He walked intimately with God. God talked to him. He talked with God. God gave him His Word. He studied the Word that God gave him. He loved the Lord. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God. And for another 300 years, he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years walking in close fellowship with God. Noah did the same thing. We read Noah 6:9. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on the earth at that time. He walked in close fellowship with God. Don't you want to do that? Don't you want to walk intimately with God? I love what the psalmist said in Psalm 37, the Lord directs the steps, that is the walk of the godly. I love what Micah says in Micah 6, verse 8, the Lord has told you, O man, what is good, what this is that He requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God. Your walk with God should be an intimate love relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Your walk with God should be daily. It will be daily. Your walk with God should be intimate. But save the best for last, all right? Here's dessert right here, verse 3. Your walk with God can be heavenly. Can be heavenly. Write that down and we'll look at verses 23 and 24 real quick. Look at verse 23. Enoch lived 365 years walking in close fellowship with God. Then, one day, he disappeared. Where's Enoch? I don't know. Did he go out for a walk? I don't know. But he never came back because God took him. The Bible says that there are only two people ever to live, and Jesus is not one of them. There are only two people ever to live that never tasted physical death, Enoch and Elijah. Enoch and Elijah. Jesus died. I know he went to heaven. I get it. But his body was dead for 3 days. But Enoch and Elijah, their bodies never died. God just took them. Enoch, taken up into heaven without dying. We just read that. Elijah, 2 Kings 2, verse 11. And they, Elijah and Elisha, were walking along. Elisha was his apprentice, his disciple, if you will. And they were talking. Then suddenly, a chariot of fire appeared, drawn by horses of fire. It drove between the two men, separating them, and Elijah was carried by a whirlwind into heaven. Like Enoch, Elijah never tasted physical death. But everybody else, you and me, should Jesus tarry, we're all destined to die once, the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27. And then after 365 years of walking with close fellowship with God, one day Enoch disappeared because God took him up into heaven. And that shows you that every one of us can experience a walk to heaven. I don't know about you. I hope you're this way. But I want to go to heaven. You say, I don't believe in heaven. So what? It's still there. And there's only two options. And I've seen enough about the options. I want heaven. You know, Jesus talked more about hell than anybody else in the Bible. Did you know that? Nobody talked about hell more than Jesus. He was warning us not to go there. But he also talked more about heaven than anybody else in the Bible. He wants us to go there. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verses 5 and 6, it was by faith that Enoch was taken up to heaven without dying. And you know that Hebrews 11 is the faith hall of fame. And we read about Enoch there. He, Enoch, disappeared because God took him up. For before he was taken up, he was known as a person who pleased God. And then the writer of Hebrews tells you how to please God. It's impossible to please God without faith. Obviously, he's talking about Enoch contextually. He's saying he was a man of faith. Anyone who wants to come to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. You see, Enoch wasn't just a good little boy. He sought the Lord. He went after God. He listened to the word of God. When God would talk to him, he prayed and he spoke to the Lord. And God loved him so much. Enoch pleased God by believing that God existed, and he knew that God would reward him if he sincerely sought him by walking in faith. God wants you to have a heavenly walk. I hear these people say, well, you know, if you think about heaven all the time, you're no earthly good. I beg to differ. I'd like to say it this way. If you think about the world all the time, you're no heavenly good. Nothing wrong with thinking about heaven. You're just going to be here 7 to 8 decades. So what if I live to be 100? Well, maybe you will. But God wants you to have a heavenly walk. God, by the way, God doesn't want anybody to go to hell. God doesn't predestine anyone to go to hell. Hear what I just said? No one goes to hell because God preordained it or he wants them to. Many people go to hell, but God desires for all people to go to heaven, even though they don't. You say, where do you get that? Glad you asked. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. God our Savior, this is so good. Can we read this together? Read it with me. God our Savior. Well, that's okay, they've got the whole thing up there. Let's read the whole thing. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to understand the truth. How many people does he want to be saved? Everyone. 2 Peter 3, 9. The Lord, read it with me now. The Lord does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. I want to say this to you and anyone. If you don't go to heaven, don't blame God. If you don't go to heaven, don't blame God. It's all on you. You don't go to heaven. If you don't go to heaven, it's because you don't repent of your sins. You don't ask God to forgive you. You don't believe that Jesus, when he died on the cross, shed his blood for you. You don't believe that God raised him from the dead. And that's all on you. And then you don't receive him into your life. The Bible says, as many as receive him, to them he gives the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name. So, the reason people go to hell is because they don't repent, they don't believe in Christ, and they don't receive the Lord. Enoch chose to repent, to believe, to receive, and to walk with God. His walk with God was heavenly because he walked in faith. Do you? Do you have a heavenly walk with God? Are you saved by faith? The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, it's just as simple as it could be. God saved you by his grace when you believed. You can't take credit for it. How many of you know you can't take credit for your salvation? Anybody? Amen. It's a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for good things we do, so none of us can boast about it. If you could earn your salvation, you'd be bragging about it all the time. And God would get no glory. And God won't share his glory with anybody. You can walk with God and believe in him by faith. Hebrews 11, 6, again, it's impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. And did you know that you can be healed physically by believing God in faith? Did you know that? I love what Jesus said in Matthew 9, 27 and following. Two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, Son of David, have mercy on us. Just a general prayer, but they were hungry. They went right into the house where he was staying. And Jesus asked them, do you believe I can make you see? Yes, Lord. They told him, we do. Then he touched their eyes and said, because of your faith. Everybody say, because of your faith. Because of your faith, it will happen. Say it with me. Because of your faith, it will happen. Then their eyes were open. They could see. Jesus sternly warned them, don't tell anybody about this. But instead, they went out and spread his fame all over the region. We used to sing a song, "Faith is the victory that overcomes the world." Your walk with God, rooted in faith, can be a heavenly walk on earth. Christians, are you walking with God like Enoch walked with God? I've asked myself all week, Lord, just give me a daily walk with you. Help me to walk with you, and help my walk with you to be daily. But Lord, even more than that, help my walk with you to be intimate. I want to say this to you. For the last 3 months, I have had more intimacy with the Lord than any other 3-month period in my life. I don't know when I have had more intimacy with the Lord than the last 3 months. I want to walk the rest of my life intimately with the Lord. How many of you want to walk intimately with the Lord? Anybody? I sure do. And then one of these days, the way I eat, it'll be in the 70s. The way Donna's making me eat, it'll be in the 80s or 90s. But one of these days, even then, I'll walk with God and it will be heavenly. Read the text with me one more time from the screen, if you would. When Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah. After the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God for another 300 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years, walking in close fellowship with God. Then one day he disappeared, and God took him up. Now I'm just going to summarize this. You repeat after me. Enoch lived. He walked closely with God. And God took him up. That's not a bad life. That's not a bad ending. That's not a bad epitaph on your tombstone. This old boy lived. He walked closely with God. But he's no longer here. God took him up. Let's give God praise today for his word. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad you know Enoch a little bit better? If anybody ever says, your pastor ever preach on Enoch? I said, he sure did. How about you? Are you engaging every day in life? Are you existing or are you just living? Look, every day is a gift. When you wake up, don't say, oh Lord, it's morning. Wake up and say, good morning, Lord. This is the day you've made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hey, easy to do on Sunday, but even on Monday, don't be trashing Monday. Monday's a great day. Yeah, so's Tuesday. Every day's a good day with the Lord. And one day, every day you can be intimately with living with the Lord, and then one day you're going to disappear. God's going to take you up. Everything that happened to Enoch can happen to you.